is Andrew Phipps, and I welcome you today to our Faith, Family, and Freedom program. Wherever you might be watching, we hope that indeed that this will be a blessing. We have a lot channeled into this program. We're trying to make it complete with a lot of different things. Right now, we're going to go to the sanctuary of our home church, Liberty Baptist Church in Muncie, Indiana. I hope you enjoy it. When you go back through the Bible, even when you go to Genesis 3 and 1, where the Bible says, "Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord had made. And he said unto the woman, Yea, hath God said, Ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden?" All through the scriptures, it seems like, if you go to 1 Chronicles 2 and 1, the Bible said, "And Satan stood up against Israel and provoked God and provoked David to number Israel." In Proverbs, it says, "My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not." We notice over here in the New Testament, as we get there, the Lord told Peter, Simon Peter. Simon was his earthly name, and Peter was his given name. And the Lord said, "Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not." I think today, in every way possible, we are being bombarded, and the devil is trying to get an advantage of us. And it appears from our momentarily perspective that he may be winning. I get upset. I said today on Facebook, I don't think I'm going to post anymore unless it would be our RAVs. I don't know what effect we're having, and I don't say that because I want sympathy, but I'm afraid that in speaking boldness to truth, I don't know if that goes over very well. Unfortunately, people are more interested maybe in other things. Maybe that's a better use of it. I don't know. We've been trying to use that media to enlighten folks and to brag on the Lord and lift up his name. But when I see what I see today in the society in which we are living, America has become two Americas. The one that God-fearing people would like to see return to the God of our fathers. There's another group that want to destroy us, and they don't like our Christian values. They don't like our exceptionalism. They are trying every way in the world. I just read where I think a representative in one of the northern states had introduced a bill that would allow infanticide. Now, you must keep that in mind, that that allows the killing of the baby after the baby is born. All across America, we see people that are doing things that have no basis in common sense, people trying to change and redefine gender, people that are trying to give their approval to every ungodly thing that's imaginable. And the sad part of it is, most people don't seem to care. I don't know if it's because they can't see, or maybe they don't want to see, but either way, it's getting tougher and tougher. And I know this comes across negative, but I speak realistically tonight in saying that you can tell people. I was talking to a fellow today, and he was telling me about an individual that they've rented their camping spot for the next 5 weeks. And they'll be gone, evidently. They're not going to church, but claim a church membership. I don't know how to deal with that. I'll be honest. It's kind of above my level of employment. It seems like that you can speak until you're blue in the face try to warn people. But I suppose that may have been the way it was in the days of Noah. The Lord said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it also be in the day of the coming of the Lord. I can't say this with complete validity, but we may have reached a stage where people can't see, where their eyes are blinded. I hope not. But notice here, the Bible says in Romans 6:12, let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body. That means to have control. I think that when Paul was told by the Lord that he was given a thorn in the flesh, and the purpose was, it's the messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. What are the temptations that we face? They're so bountiful that I can't begin to tell them. They're the prosperity, social position, pleasure, wealth, being up in the priority line. I think all of those things come into play, economically, socially, and so on. It seems like that our affections on the things of this world. I was talking with a man today, and he was telling me how he had accumulated his acreage, and I commended him for it. He said, I came from nothing. But the point that I'm trying to get across is this. It's we're living in a time when I don't know. I can't say whether we're going to survive this or not. And here's what I did say today. This may be working out the way it's supposed to work out. It may be happening just exactly the way it's planned. I think we're going to come down before the appearing of the Lord. Over in the book of Revelation 3 and 10, the Bible says, because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation. There is coming a time, I truly believe it. Bible scholars that are more enlightened than I am talk about the time after the third chapter of the book of the Revelation, when the vials and the bowls and the trumpets and those time periods are in the Revelation are coming. And it'll be a time like it's never been before, nor ever will be again. And the Bible said, except those days be shortened, no one would be saved. But for the elect's sake, that's Israel. Israel is the time clock in the Middle East. And we see people today that they just, I think it was the late Vance Havner. I may have mentioned this the other day. He said, we're supposed to be in the army of the Lord in the greatest battle that has ever been, and yet it seems like we are in kindergarten. I say it to my shame and others. Seem like I haven't been able to study as much as I would like to lately. I confess that I don't know that it's anybody's fault but mine. I know I've been under the greatest attack in the last 2 or 3 months that I have been in, and I believe in years. There is an attack seemingly upon me and maybe others. Discouragement that comes along the way where you wonder, how effective are we being? I think we can cajole, we can advise, we can implore, we can try to excite, and we can try our best to incentivize people the necessity of church, and it seemingly is falling on deaf ears. I think many people, they may not admit it, but they've already made up their minds. They're not going to church, or very frequently. I will say it again. I've said it in churches across America. COVID didn't ruin the church. COVID revealed the church. COVID revealed how loyal we are to the membership. Something's wrong. Something's wrong when people are more acclimated to the world and its entertainment. I know people that would pay $100, $200 maybe to see Dolly Parton or Brad Paisley or somebody like that, but they won't give $20 to see two gospel groups. That's where we are today. There is no desire on their part. The messenger of Satan, he said, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. You know, when you get to be at my age, I guess you remember a lot of the older stuff, whether it's music or preaching or worship form or whatever. But someone once said, you can't live in the past. And I replied, well, the past is living in me. And that's particularly so when it comes to our music. I've done a lot of music over the years at television, radio, and I happen to like just the good four-part harmony singing. I like good class or choir singing, and I know that God is not limited just to maybe one style, but I happen to believe that this may be my favorite, and I think you're going to enjoy the great song that we have today, Showers, Showers of Blessings.
There shall be showers of blessing. This is the promise of God. There shall be seasons refreshing, sent from the Savior above. Showers of blessing. Showers of blessing we need. Mercy drops down as the falling. Oh, what a showers we need.
Second verse.
There shall be showers of blessing, branches reviving again.
Over the hills
and the valleys, sound of abundance of praise. Showers of blessing we need. Mercy draws down as a falling, what the showers we need.
Fourth verse.
There shall be showers of blessing. Oh, that is the day that I call. Now as we are in the blessing, now as of Jesus we call.
Sing it.
Showers of blessing, showers of blessing we need. Mercy from heaven is our calling, but for the showers we need.
Sing the chorus.
If you'd like to have any of our products, we do have a Faith, Family, and Freedom Handbook. We have some DVDs. We did one with Pastor Jim Scudder in Washington, D.C. a little over a year ago. It's called Can You Find God in D.C.? I think you will enjoy the beautiful programming that was done in the Jefferson and Lincoln Memorials and other places. If you want any of our products, just call us or get in touch with us, as would be indicated there on the screen. It's always a special treat to have you with us. I hope that wherever you might be watching, that perhaps you can remind a neighbor, a friend, and tell them that the Faith, Family, and Freedom program is on. And it's my delight, it's my honor to be able to hopefully share some of your time. And if you would like for us to come into your area, that would be an honor as well. We do not charge a church, never have, never will. We simply go by faith. And about a year or so ago, we got introduced to Ed Henry and Karen Turk, also Terrence Bates of Real America's Voice. They've been very kind to me. I've been hoping maybe that we might get a place on their media. And but every Monday, somewhere around 8:30 in the morning, I do an interview with them, and it's been wonderful. And we try to shed some light on the current political and social issues, maybe economic as well. We're trying to take a stand against this cancel culture type thinking, wokeism, the idea that we de-emphasize the greatness of America. We take a stand against those that would want to punish us for our faith in Christ, or try to put the lid upon what the churches can say, take away our freedom of religion, freedom of speech. If we don't have freedom of religion, we have no rights. But I want you today to go with me as we did one of the more recent interviews with Real America's Voice.
Good morning.
Yes,
how are you?
I'm doing fine.
Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Miranda. Thank you, Karen.
We just came out of Jesus Calling, thinking a little bit. Always. And, you know, I just read this psalm. I want to read it to you again. But you remain the same, and your years will never end. You know, do we have time on our hands right now? Is time working in our favor as far as 2024 and watching the media fall apart with Tucker Carlson departing Fox and everything else that's going on right now?
I think the Trump recount will be 2024. I think that's when the American people will voice their decision making. You know, if we're going to go woke, we're going to go broke. And I think that what we're seeing here is such a malady. That's the word that comes to my mind. You know, when we have news that is built basically on money, when we stifle those that would want to report the truth, that is a very horrible narrative. It's a horrible precedent. And obviously, Joe Biden wouldn't know the truth if it hit him in the face, or if it does, he doesn't mind it. He likes it. He likes the untruths. That's what he really majors in.
Yeah, I want to. And then you hear the chimes there. See?
Yeah, God has spoken.
God has spoken. Thank you very much. You know, speaking of President Biden, he officially announced today, Karen brought that up earlier. He did so, though, via video. His poll numbers are tanking and could be some of the lowest we've seen for a president. See, there you go again.
Yeah.
For a president during his first term. Again, we'd have to compare to Jimmy Carter, but as you heard Karen say earlier, he's worse.
It's worse.
What are your thoughts on his announcement? And again, going back to 2024.
Well, Joe Biden thinks that Hunter Biden is the smartest man that he knows. He thinks that basically the Biden family is almost infallible. He thinks he can get away with everything. He's been trying it and doing rather well at succeeding at hiding the truth from the American people. He's lied consistently throughout his professional career. I can't think that, when I think the Democrat Party couldn't stoop no lower, then I see something that changes that narrative. You know, when a party has no value for life, when they reject our exceptionalism, when they want to defund the police, when they don't want law and order, when they maliciously hide the truth, when they don't want the people to know the truth, and obviously this entire administration, it seems, is about as nefarious as it can get. The Attorney General Garland, and if these folks are consistently hiding the truth, and I think they are. Now, in regards to Tucker Carlson, I know not what may have done this, but I will agree with Terrence that this is a horrible business decision. He obviously was speaking things that the woke corporate people did not approve. Obviously, he was into areas of the swamp that cannot be touched, and I think we go at our own peril when we try to get into these things. As a matter of fact, like Representative James Comer, I pray for his safety. I mean, people that really want to uncover the truth, it's a very precarious place to be today, and I applaud Real America's Voice, Karen and Miranda, for your stance in trying to bring truth to the American people.
Thank you, Andrew. And, you know, you bring truth to us all the time on this show. And I love what you said. You said the Trump recount will be in 2024. Mm-hmm. That's a pretty good tagline right there. You're definitely going to have to keep using that. I think that needs to be your thing.
Well, the Trump recount, I believe, will be 2024. I don't think that our people have stooped to that level of incompetence to where that the Biden-Harris administration can keep them blindfolded or much longer. Surely, when we look at the economics, when we look at the social agenda, when we look at the political perspective in all three areas, I don't see how it could be worse. I mean, unsecure borders, the highest inflation in over 40 years, people, the withdrawal of the troops in Afghanistan. How much more do we have to list
how much
to convince
more?
People? I mean,
how much more?
It's a question you have to ask yourself.
No. I hate cutting you off, but it's never enough time with you, and you bring so much faith and family and freedom to our show. I love seeing you on Mondays. You're going to be back with us next Monday, and we'll continue the conversation. It was great having you.
God bless. Thank you for the wonderful job you're doing.
For many years, we have shared little nuggets on television, things that we feel that might express in a very, you might say in a shortened version, some truths or some things that we could apply to our lives. And I think that the one that we're about to see fits right into that. It talks about some things that we can do and perhaps things that we ought to do. Hello, friends. This is Andrew Phipps. And in these trying times, in these times that most of us have never seen before, in all of our years, I often wonder how we can help one another. I believe there are two or three things that I think of. One, we can help strengthen the brethren. I believe there are many people that share our values, that believe that we were built as a nation upon Christian values. They believe in our representative republic. They believe in our Constitution. They believe in our historic documents. They believe that our rights emanated and came from God. I think we need to strengthen the brethren every time we can. Secondly, we need to share our faith. This is no time to be silent about your belief in the Lord Jesus Christ. Share it with others. We don't need to be ugly. We need not be abrasive, but be not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes it. And then thirdly, I think we need to support one another. Everywhere that we can give an encouraging word, that we can reach out to people of all backgrounds and try to see if we in some way can help show them the light and refer them to the light of the world, to the one that said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. I hope that you have a good day, and this is Andrew Phipps. Well, friends, as we come to the conclusion of this program today, again, may I thank you for joining us today. We hope that this kind of broadcast is a help. That's our goal, is to be able to help shed some light on the problems that we face as a nation. I'd like to come into your area sometimes, if possible. Also, we appreciate the support of churches of those that believe in what we're trying to do. I'll look forward, however, to being with you again at the very next familiar time. But until that time, this is Andrew Phipps, hoping that you have a wonderful day.